We have Caroline in the studios with us today, Dave. Sweet Caroline.
Bob.
Have you heard?
Bob. Yeah, all right.
So evidently you've heard that one before.
Quite a few.
Oh.
Man, we try to be...
We don't have any new material here, so, you know.
We try to be original, we just can't do it. So, Caroline, who? You can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Caroline Harrelson.
Caroline Harrelson, the official winner of the KDKD Brownfield Network big plaque from the Henry County Fair.
Let me read it.
The big plaque prize.
She's brought the plaque in with her.
Well, you're not turning it back in or anything, are you?
No, I just like a picture afterwards,
okay,
please.
Good. Oh, sure. Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Of who?
You too.
Really?
Duh.
Wow. This is the 2010 Missouri Agriculture Youth Award presented by KDKD AM-FM and Brownfield Ag News for outstanding achievement in agriculture. What did you do?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank everyone and thank you for the award. I was really surprised when I found it, when I was given the award. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. Well, anyway... I, for the past few years, have helped with helping promote the Henry County Fair and the livestock auction. And first off, we started off just sending out letters to possible buyers. And then we decided we wanted to get more personal and creative with it. So 3 years ago, we sent out we went to the buyers actually personally, and we did an IQ test on how much you knew, like, about the swine industry and everything.
Yeah, wow.
And we had some good feedback from that. But then last year, we actually made a video, and it was to, like, this little piggy went to the market, this little piggy stayed home.
Right.
And we had a video of actually us working with our pigs, and then, like, when we went to the market, we went to Country Mart and took a picture. And we had a great feedback from that, and... just everybody still talks about it, and they're like, oh my gosh, the video. Well, then this year, it was really kind of hard to live up to what we did last year. So
it's like that on this show every day.
Yes.
We're so good on, like, let's say Tuesday. What are we going to do tomorrow? We just don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyway, we made these T-shirts called Think Pig, Passion, Integrity, Guts, the Qualities Needed for Today's Youth and Tomorrow's Leaders. Well, really, for me, it means, like, passion. Like, I have a passion for agriculture and the swine industry, and everything I do, I have a passion for.
You got a pig passion.
Yes. And then integrity, I try to be... I like to have integrity in everything
I do. I was
going to
make a joke about his ex-wives, but that one's too easy. So, I've interrupted you.
And then guts, and just being able to make a decision right off, and that could possibly change the course of what I'm doing and, like, my swine project or anything. But I really think that these three words, like, describe me and my ethics and everything for being involved in agriculture.
You know, things have changed in the past. I don't know how old you are, and I'm not
17.
I was going to say, but I'm not going to ask. Okay, you're 17.
Yep.
I am 45 years old. I grew up on a farm, and we raised pigs. But it's changed so much because the thing that I did, you know, is like Monday morning, you know, we're going to take pigs to market, or dad is. So I'm having to get up at the crack of dawn before I go to school and go out, you know, and cut pigs and you know, get the things in the trailer and the truck and ready to go. And that was pretty much it. You guys now, I mean, you know of all the animal husbandry, and you know of all this kind of stuff, that everything that there is to know about the pork industry.
Yes, since, like, the past, the swine industry has really changed, and, like, just, like, the sires that you have for your hogs, they have names, and everybody knows them.
Yeah.
And really, a big hog farmer, like, we bought hogs this year from a hog farmer that had, like, 2,000 pigs there on his property, and it's crazy how the hog farmer himself knows, like, he had, like, over 50 litters probably of pigs, and he knew exactly which boar sired these pigs, and, like, he knew so much about what he was doing. And it just really surprises me that everyone involved in this industry really does have a passion for it, and they really know what they're talking about.
Speaking of people not knowing what to talk about, I bet David Lee was sitting there in that past description going, what? Sire? Boar? What?
I thought we told you not to curse on the radio. And you're talking about boars and sires. Okay, but let's get down to the most you know, important things that we need to talk about with you. If you had to choose only one, would it be bacon, pepperoni, or sausage?
Definitely bacon.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yes.
That's my girl. Her, oh. She's a bacon lady.
I like sausage.
Well, my breakfast I brought you today has bacon in it.
Oh, well, okay.
I was going to say, yeah, yeah. We noticed that you brought us a little something to eat there.
She works at Subway as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
they have breakfast now, too.
How convenient is that? Let me ask.
Are you really pushing, like, people, do I want hamburger or yeah. do I want, oh, I think you want the sausage or you want the bacon.
Yes.
Are you like that?
Yeah. It depends, yeah.
Okay.
Most of the time.
This has nothing to do with the award or what you do with the swine industry, but I got a question about Subway.
Yes.
Do you have it when you get a Subway breakfast sandwich? Do you have to get like egg on it, or can you? Could I order like a meatball sandwich at 7 o'clock in the morning?
You can order a meatball sandwich, but that's not considered breakfast.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So this actually has egg on it. So
oh, that's
might,
okay.
If you don't like it, you can pull.
No,
it off.
No, that's all right. I wondered if it was a deal where you know if you're open all the time, I could get you know like an Italian BMT at 7:30.
Oh yeah, okay, at 7 o'clock in the morning you
yeah.
can.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
Caroline, you won't believe what this guy's ate for breakfast in this very room over the last 20 years that I've known him.
So let's talk about the award. We knew you were getting it before you did.
With the help of Dan Wallace, actually.
Dan Wallace and, a lot of people involved with mm-hmm. the Henry County Fair. We said, we want you guys to help us choose somebody who is very deserving of this award. And the Brownfield Network, which takes care of our ag news here, teamed up with us to get the award there. And you said you were excited and surprised. So nobody let the cat out of the bag.
Well, they were telling who got the award, and the introduction was like with CDs and movies and T-shirts, and I'm like, that can't be me, can it? And then they're like, Caroline Harrelson. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is awesome. I was so surprised.
Well, she's good on the air, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Wow, we got to get you. How much would it take to get you away from Subway to hear the radio station?
It depends
okay.
what you have in mind.
Well, on air work is what I had in mind there, Caroline.
And making us breakfast.
Yeah. What would be best if you worked at both places and you came here after you worked at Subway?
That's true.
With maybe sandwiches in hand.
Yeah. We've only got a couple of minutes left before our Brownfield update coming up here, but I wanted to ask you. No, go ahead.
I just want, are you going to be a junior or
I'm going to be a senior this
senior,
year.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So what happens after after high school?
Well, I'm going to college. What I'm going into is probably agriculture, but like what field in agriculture, I'm not really sure about yet. I got a lot of deciding to do before I graduate. Yeah. But this is definitely something I want to go into, and I've been involved with 4-H. I was my 4-H president 2 years ago, and then I've been served as chaplain and president and vice president for my FFA chapter, and then I actually went on this year and interviewed to be an area officer, and I got to be treasurer.
All right.
There. Yes.
Well, you know, I think it's cool with somebody that's got, as you said, your passion, you know, for this, and then it's like, okay, well, you're not going to be one of these people who are like, yeah, you know, in my junior and senior year, I was into 4-H, and I did, you know, the Henry County Fair, and I won this award, and I helped raise pigs, but now I want to be a banker. I mean, you're one of these people that, you know, are you're going to take what you've learned in the agriculture and you know, how you've been raised on a farm to what you plan to do with the rest of your life.
Yes, that is correct.
That's cool.
Well, okay, where are you going to go to college?
I don't know yet.
Well, let me just give you one suggestion.
Okay.
Would you not consider a mule a farm animal?
I've considered it.
Okay, well, there we go.
We're just sticking up for our alma mater.
Yeah, that's right.
You too could turn out like Ken and Dave.
I mean, if you want to be a tiger, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I'd like to be a tiger too.
Okay, don't be a bear cat and don't be a jayhawk or anything like that.
I think I'll probably stay inside Missouri.
Okay, all right. That's
Let's do
good.
A little recruiting real quick before we let you go. Tell me why people younger than you should get involved with the things that you've gotten involved with.
I think people should be involved in FFA and 4-H and just agriculture in general, because people in around the world don't even know where their food comes from. They think it comes from the market, or they just don't really understand where all of agriculture itself comes from and all the people that put in work and time of their lives to produce this for people that don't even know. And I think people should... I really want to help people know and understand what agriculture really is as a whole.
It's great.
Sounds good.
Congratulations on the award. We feel a very deserving person who got it. And yeah, we'd be honored to be in a picture with you. Are you going to like keep it?
I'd like to.
It's not a traveling trophy.
This is yours to keep.
Yours to keep. Do with it whatever you will. But we're glad you got it. I think it's a very deserving thing. And thanks for what you do, not just for your 4-H and FFA groups, but I think you're probably one of these people that helps out a lot of other kids in making decisions and making the right ones, too.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
And thanks for the breakfast, too.
You're welcome.
We'll fight over those here in a couple seconds.
It seems like you come from a good family.
Thank you.
Maybe we just don't know them all that well.
She's from good stock.
Well, my mom is the one that did the chicken on the air the other day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Don't tell us anymore. We may change our mind on that whole thing.
All right. I won't.
Let's get up to date with the latest opening market report from the Brownfield Network here on KDKD.